Today, we're addressing a critical issue, the spread of racial misinformation about SNAP benefits amidst a looming food security crisis in the United States. Misleading charts and statistics regarding the racial demographics of SNAP recipients have gone viral, fueling harmful stereotypes and undermining public support for vital food assistance programs. However, verified data from the USDA reveals a diverse range of recipients, with a significant percentage being white and the majority comprising children, elderly individuals, or those with disabilities. The potential interruption of SNAP benefits due to a government shutdown poses a severe threat to food security for over 40 million Americans, including millions of children and seniors. This crisis impacts Black and Brown communities disproportionately, if not in sheer numbers, as they face higher rates of food insecurity and rely more heavily on SNAP. A shutdown could disrupt access to food, creating cascading risks related to nutrition, chronic disease management, mental health, and child development. Understanding the historical context of racial discrimination in federal programs is essential to grasp the depth of current inequalities. New Deal-era policies, like redlining, systematically excluded Black families from home ownership and wealth building, contributing to the racial wealth gap that persists today. The welfare queen stereotype, popularized in the 1970s and 80s, perpetuated negative and inaccurate portrayals, often targeting Black women, but has been widely debunked. Research shows fraud rates in SNAP are low, and most recipients are not living extravagantly. They are simply trying to make ends meet. The convergence of racial misinformation, the food security crisis, and historical inequalities creates a complex challenge requiring a multifaceted response. It is imperative to proactively address misinformation with accurate data and humanizing stories of SNAP recipients while strengthening community support systems. Advocacy for the continuity of essential nutrition programs and policies that promote equity and address systemic barriers is crucial. Congress must come together to fund this essential program, ensuring no American goes hungry and confronting the misinformation that divides us.